This is Sean with Voices of St. Joan of Arc, and I'm speaking with Mylon Washington. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. And what's your husband's name?
His name is Raymond.
Raymond. So, where were you born and what year?
I was born in Indianapolis in
1957. And how did you get connected to St. Joan of Arc?
Well, my family, my mother's Catholic. I have lots of family members that are Catholic on my mother's side of the family. And we moved into the neighborhood in 1966. We started out attending St. Rita's Catholic Church because that was in our parish. And we moved into the St. Joan of Arc parish. And so we began our journey there at St. Joan of Arc in 1966.
Okay. So you and your husband, what type of involvement with different groups or committees or French Market, what type of things have you guys been involved with?
Well, I tell you, we were married at St. Joan of Arc, which I think
that's great.
Something that's interesting about us. We were married in 1981, so we will be celebrating our 40th wedding anniversary in August.
Wow.
And so we're excited about that. I it's a blessing to remain married that long and to even live long enough to be married 4 years. So you have to look at it like that.
That's beautiful. Yeah. So what other things did you guys do to be involved with the church?
Well, I've volunteered with French Market, and I am currently a wedding hostess.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
I've been doing that for about, I think this might be my fourth year, I think. Yeah.
Well, I know this past year has been a little tough because of not being able to have them. Our company does a lot with interviewing people about the bride and groom over the phone.
Right.
And everything got pushed back. But anyway, so what are some, like, favorite moments that, besides your wedding, that really kind of stand out in your mind that you'll always cherish about St. Joan of Arc?
Well, I tell you, being a member so long, I tell you something special about it. When I got married, my husband and I moved to the far east side of town, and we started having our children. And our children, my oldest daughter started out at St. Joan of Arc. She was in kindergarten and preschool, and first grade. Well, she went all the way to third grade. Then we moved to the east side, and so I switched parishes because there was a school around the corner. The kids started going there. But then I came back to St. Joan of Arc when my kids all grew up, and my mother was, I started attending church with my mother and my sister. So when I was attending with them, I said, well, while I'm attending, I might as well rejoin. So I rejoined St. Joan of Arc probably about 10 years ago. But I was gone for a little while, but I came back.
Okay. So who would be some people that you'd say really have done a lot, just a couple people that you'd like to kind of give a shout-out appreciation to?
Well, I'll give a shout-out to Father because he's wonderful. There's been so many priests at St. Joan of Arc since I've been a member. And I tell you, I've probably been closer to Father than any of the other ones because I do the weddings. And so I've become really close to him. I'd like to give a shout-out to Molly Seidel, who, oh my gosh, she and her husband have been like an institution there. I met Molly when our kids were both, my daughter was at St. Joan of Arc, and her kids were there. My oldest daughter is around the age of her kids. And I've just known her forever. And when I wasn't a member of St. Joan of Arc, I would always come to French Market every year with my mother and sister. And so Molly, you know, she's just been in my life that long, but she's like an institution. I want to shout out to her.
Okay. Well, before I close this out, is there anything else you'd like to say about the church in general?
Well, I love the church. I tell you, I got so excited when we did the renovation, the remodeling, whatever. I didn't realize how dark the church was. It was always beautiful, but I didn't realize how dark it was until the renovation occurred, and now it's just like so bright, and you see the light, and I just love it. I just love everything about St. Joan of Arc, and that's why I've remained a member so long.
Well, that's beautiful. Well, I really appreciate your time, and you'll be able to hear these at voicesofstjoanofarc.com, but I'm going to close this out if you could just stay on the line for a second.